This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy. He joins me now to offer his thoughts on the latest developments involving the oil crisis in the Gulf of Mexico, and which is, of course, affecting much of his state of Louisiana. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the big news from Tuesday, and that, of course, is the federal judge's decision in New Orleans to reverse the president's six-month deepwater drilling ban. The White House, of course, plans to appeal this immediately. Your thoughts on the decision and what's likely to happen from here?
One, I thank God for the rule of law. I made a statement afterwards that the judge's decision aligns or realigns federal policy with science. The fact is that the independent engineers the administration brought in did not feel the moratorium was warranted, and that the economic impact of it could be greater than the oil spill. The judge pointed out that the administration gave no rationale for the moratorium and paid no attention to the economic impact. And so I think there's a confluence here of people who are thinking logically, but frankly, we're opposing folks who are thinking emotionally.
How long do you expect this process to play out? Do you suspect in the end that these rigs will be up and operational well before the 6 months are up?
Well, clearly the administration has ways to slow walk the process, and they're going to appeal it, and then I wouldn't be surprised if they slow down the issuing of new regulations. But ideally, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals will be as expeditious as this district judge was, and then so will the Supreme Court, because indeed, the boot the administration has on the neck is not on the neck of BP as much as it is on the neck of these workers who are losing their jobs.
Congressman, your district does not directly border the Gulf of Mexico, but how has your district already felt the impact of all this?
People who work in the rigs live all over the country. I was on C-SPAN last week. A guy called in from Lincoln, Nebraska, and he works on the rigs. And that's because, and another person from Washington State, that's because these jobs are such good-paying jobs for folks who don't necessarily have a college education but can still afford to support their family, that folks will commute to work for 2 weeks on and 2 weeks off. So you can imagine if people from Nebraska and Washington State are flying down, that a fair number of people live in my district who also work in the rigs.
Let's talk about the two entities now that have probably gotten the most criticism and get your evaluation of them, one being BP, the other being the federal government and its response. Let's start with the federal government. We've seen, obviously, the frustrations of your governor, Governor Jindal, in response when it comes to boom and barrier islands and the docking of barges that were vacuuming up the oil off of the surface of the Gulf. Is that getting any better? Are you at all satisfied with what you're seeing from Washington?
One, I've learned to say what I've been told, not what I know. The administration always has a list of the resources and the assets that they're putting out in the Gulf. And then last week, the New York Times had a headline, oil spill response chaotic. And so I think that the people on the ground, so to speak, are the best judges of it, the parish presidents, the local elected officials. They've been extremely frustrated with the bureaucratic nature of it, the lack of decision-making power by the federal officials on the ground. So far, I think it's unfortunately a place to learn lots of lessons, which means that they're currently not doing it right.
One of the things we talked about, I guess, a couple of weeks ago now with Senator Vitter is that he was very frustrated with what he perceived as no clear chain of command. Have you run into that as well, and is that getting any better?
That clearly is part of the problem. I use the example of the berms. It was explained to us. There's a 3 p.m. conference call where the federal agencies get on and explain the processes they're going through. The berms were proposed by state officials. The Army Corps, so this is what we're told, the Army Corps of Engineers considered it for a week. It was then reviewed for a week and a half by the Joint Command before they finally approved it. But the dredges the Army Corps has and they could use are deployed in the upper Mississippi, and they did not begin to move them until after the 2.5 weeks of review. Now, that is not really, that is not alacrity. That is just kind of a slow pace, which does not befit this problem.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, and Congressman, obviously, BP bears the responsibility for this. It's their Deepwater Horizon platform that exploded, and they're responsible financially for all of this. We've heard varying reports of how forthright and how quickly they've moved on some of these compensation claims that are coming in from all these small business owners and others affected by all this. What's your assessment of them both on the technical side and on how they've dealt with those affected?
It's pretty clear that BP, from what they've revealed and what others in the industry have judged of what they've revealed, cut lots of corners, made critical mistakes both in design of the well as well as in the processes in establishing that the well was a good well. BP, if you will, since I'm a doctor, I'll put it this way, committed malpractice in terms of how they did that. And there will be consequences which will be severe, and that is appropriate. 11 people lost their lives, and the Gulf of Mexico is terribly affected. So on the one hand, BP should be responsible. That is clear-cut. I think that going forward, we've got to recognize, though, that was BP. It was a single entity, that the others in the Gulf do it better, do it right, that what they did wrong can be identified. Now, according to the independent engineers, the president is using BP's malpractice, if you will, to justify the moratorium. The engineers are saying that there is no evidence that this is general or widespread. It seemed to be rig-specific or company-specific, and the moratorium should focus on that one company and those rigs.
Well, last question for you, Congressman. We know that there's been a shakeup at the Mineral Management Service. The president's got a new man there, but from what we understand, he doesn't really have much experience, if any, in dealing with the oil and natural gas industry. So do you expect a major difference for the better from that agency?
Well, the man is supposedly capable. I don't think you have to necessarily be from an industry to understand how systems work and how to put in things to avoid apparent conflict of interest. So I always prefer to be optimistic and positive as opposed to negative. Let's give somebody a chance. On the other hand, if he persists in supporting the moratorium, which is frankly a political decision, not an engineering decision, I'll be extremely disappointed. It will make me think that he's there just to execute or to give cover for the president's, again, political decision at the expense of the workers in Louisiana and elsewhere.
Congressman, unfortunately, we'll have to call time there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Louisiana Congressman and Dr. Bill Cassidy represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. Pleasure as always, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Take care.